News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Galway City Council is hoping to pilot the rollout of a new tourism tax, which it believes can be used to support sustainable tourism development. What impact might it have on businesses? I'm joined now by Pat McDonough, founder and managing director of Supermax, to discuss this. Good morning to you, Pat. Your reaction to this idea of this pilot tourism tax?
Well, I think it's one of the most ridiculous ideas I've heard in quite a while. Even the mention of a tourist tax is enough to send people kind of AWOL. Because, you know, Galway City, the most thing it needs is a bypass. And the council and the council officials, etc., should be coming together to try and sort out a bypass for Galway City. Because that's the most thing it needs. It's preventing shoppers from going in there, is preventing business from happening in Galway, and okay, it's preventing probably tourism
as Pat,
well.
But Pat, is it an either or? Do you know what I mean? You could be working on the bypass and working on what needs to happen there and still have a tourist tax.
Well, why would you have a tourist tax? And why does Galway self-defeat itself so often? Why would you put a tourist tax in Galway as a...
I was thinking about this. I was in Venice earlier this year and they have a tourist tax. It is €4 a night per person. I was there for three nights, so I paid 12 quid. Now, it was not nearly enough to put me off going to Venice, but considering the amount of people who go to Venice, it must raise a good amount of money for the city that can be used for all sorts of things. Is that not good for Galway?
Well, I wouldn't compare Venice or Barcelona or wherever else they have these tourist taxes with Galway. Galway, for the first time in my memory, didn't fill their hotels for the early part of race.
So you're saying those places are taxing because they're overrun with tourists and they are very busy.
Absolutely. We're not overrun with tourists by any means. 80% of tourists fly into Dublin. And then because of the prices in Dublin, you know, 15% of tour operators this year cancelled their tours because they couldn't fill them. Now, we've become a very expensive country for tourism and for living as a whole.
Okay.
So if we introduce another tax, that's going to add to the whole situation.
So you're saying we should be incentivising tourists, if I'm hearing you right, to get them to go away rather than penalising them in any way?
Yeah, absolutely. I can see buses coming from Dublin every day, heading out to either Connemara or the Cliffs of Moher,
sure,
or whatever, and they're heading back again that evening. So they aren't benefiting greatly the west of Ireland.
Okay. And what about the idea that it would create create an income stream, Pat, that would encourage tourism? So if the Galway City Council had this money coming in from wherever, that they could use that to beautify the place. You know, I don't know what they'd do with it, but you know what I'm saying, that they could make the place more attractive, more appealing. Is there not some merit to that argument?
Look, I'm not quite sure. I haven't seen what they intend using it for. But
they say sustainable tourism development. That's the line.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what that exactly means, but city centres generally, apart from even tourist areas across the country, are suffering because of inaccessibility and because of online shopping, etc.
Sure.
And so therefore, are you going to say that they put a tax on the hotels to prevent to add another cost to tourists it doesn't matter whether it's commercial or whether it's whatever, to come to Galway. Why we would be the laughingstock of the country to introduce a tourist tax?
All right.
Where our tourism this year is way below what it was even last year.
All right, we will leave it there, Pat. But I appreciate your input, and I think it's a very interesting discussion. That is Pat McDonough, their founder and managing director of Supermax.
Can I ask a really simple question of our listeners? Has any of our listeners ever not gone somewhere because of a tourism tax?
Yeah.
I suspect the answer is no, but I'm open to correction.
That may well be the case, but Pat makes the point that we are dearer than a lot of places and we're not full. So look, there are two sides.
I don't think it's something to do with tourism tax, but anyway.
No, I agree. I don't think it is either, but let us know what you think about it, because it is a very interesting...
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.